Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
This is the Jay Cardiello Show. Get off the scale. Here's Jay.
Guys, have I got a segment for you. Joining me today is lifestyle expert and author of 13 books, Michael DiMedeiros, and what we're going to do today is something special. We're going to talk about, forget fitness, forget the health for a side, we're going to talk about the unwritten rules that every man should live by. And I know me personally, the best lessons and the rules that I ever learned were from my father and grandfather. So today, we're going to invest in you, and I'm bringing on Michael DiMedeiros to help us out. Michael, how are you today?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing wonderful. Michael, we always talk about the health. We talk about the push-ups. We talk about the fitness. But we sometimes forget, guys especially, we sometimes forget a lot, especially when we go food shopping for our wives. But there are a lot of things we forget, and that is about taking care of ourselves, both from a personal and professional perspective. And I mentioned, Michael, my greatest lessons. I took notes so much when I had the opportunity to be around my father and my grandfather, because I want to pass them on now to my son. And those lessons are that I've learned, he taught me so much, and it's actually made me the man I am today. Michael, what are some of the greatest lessons? I know I can go on so much about my lessons, but what are some of the greatest lessons that you learned that were passed on to you?
Well, you know, you really hit the nail on the head when you said stuff passed on by your father and your grandfather, because I am exactly the same way. My dad was an immigrant, and he worked hard every day, first thing in the morning until late at night. And, you know, I didn't have a lot of time to sit and just shoot the breeze with the guy, but he just passed on some amazing messages. And I think the biggest and most important that he passed on to me was, you know, just when you can work, you should work, and you should work as hard as you can. And I think that was his way of saying, seize the day, don't put anything off. And that was something that I really took to heart, and it's something that has really shaped my career. But, you know, aside from, you know, constantly working, I think the best thing to really learn and is to, just to learn, quite frankly. You know, people aren't spending enough time researching things, reading, studying on things that they don't know about. You know, people used to say to me, wow, you're really knowledgeable. It's like, the truth of the matter is, I'm just well-read. I've taken the time to really read other opinions, other vantage points, and just study how people think and feel.
It's so true, and I always tell people, you know, reading is feeding. It's that mind has to continue to go on and on. And it's funny, because we always think about taking care of ourselves externally, you know, from the foods we eat to the push-ups we're doing to, you know, the clothes we wear. But we really have to continue to grow internally, both spiritually and mentally. And one of the best ways is to actually pick up a book. So along those lines, Michael, what are some of the greatest books that guys, our listeners, can be picking up, can be reading, or that were even written by you to help them out implement solid rules into their lives?
You know, I obviously have a very soft spot in my heart for reading, because I am someone who's written books. And the truth of the matter is, though, I have always been a reader. It's something that really shaped me as a young child and into a young adult and into the man I am today. Funnily enough, I actually started out reading comic books. It opened me to a whole new world of characters and science fiction. But ultimately, what really drew me in was the characters, was the drama, and understanding how other people have problems and how they get through them. Now, sure, I wasn't able to ever really punch any supervillains in the face as I grew up, but I was able to live vicariously through that, and that opened up my eyes to reading in general. And what really caught my attention was reading history and reading biographies and just getting into the head of people who have done something amazing or have been through something traumatizing and how they were able to overcome. So, but my advice to anyone who wants to pick up something in the world of reading is to just find a character or a personality that you really love, respect, or admire, and find their autobiography and read up on them and what made them into the person that you aspire to be or really respect. I mean, on a personal level, the stuff that I've written has always been a lot of fun for me. The most recent book I wrote was Green Foods for Men, which is a great service book for all guys to sort of really, really understand that, you know, eating green and eating clean is stuff that you shouldn't be overlooking, and it's very easy for guys to do. But the book that's probably closest to my heart that I wrote was actually something I penned with my other two brothers, which was a complete history of Elvis Presley and his music. Called Elvis, the Complete Music Catalog, and it was just awesome to be able to rub shoulders with my brothers and write a book about music that we heard when we were growing up that really helped shape us.
That's great, and it's so true, Michael, as you said, is that we don't read enough, and we really need to explore that. It's almost too much these days with this instant gratification. If you need something, you just go to your iPhone. If you want information, you just click through, and there it is. I always say it's like the popcorn theory. The first it was you shaking it on the stove, and then you throw it in the microwave, and you got it in 30 seconds. And it's sad because we're losing the value of learning because we're getting things too quickly sometimes. And picking up the book is not only, learning information, but it's also about discipline. It's also quieting yourself. It's relaxing the body, and it's putting into a state to continuously service the brain. And speaking of servicing the brain, speaking the body, those books go along the line with things we talk about, nutrition and going to the store and investing. Books are an investment in your body and their mind, but so is also food. And I have a rule that I probably never share with you is that I don't eat anything besides fruits or vegetables until 12 noon every day. Whether I wake up at 3 o'clock in the morning or I wake up at 8 o'clock in the morning, I only eat fruits and vegetables. And I've had that implemented in my body because I know how they have benefited for me and the vitamins and antioxidants that I get. What are some nutritional rules that guys can learn from you that you either implement or that you talk about or write about in some of your books?
That really is a great rule to really focus in on getting all those fruits and veggies first thing. No question about that. I think some of the rules that I think a lot of guys would benefit from and overlook is that, when you wake up in the morning, you should drink, a half a liter of water. You should flush out the toxins of your system. Drink water as soon as you get up. Brush your teeth, drink some water. But make sure you brush your teeth first because you want to get all the bacteria and all that morning breath out of your system before you swallow it down by drinking all that water. Beyond that, I think, small meals, 6 meals a day, that's not really a rule that's anything new, but it's one that really, really works. I think that, guys should really focus on finding ways to get the vegetables. You have to eat them. And ultimately, the rule that I follow is that there really is no hard and fast rule. It's just make sure you get in what you need in order to make sure that you're getting the right levels of all the great nutrients that your body and your mind need to function at optimal level.
It's so true. Michael, I always enjoy not only talking to you personally offline, but then having you come on because the wealth of knowledge that you share and the caring and the compassion is so, you can hear it so much in your voice. But, speaking of passion and speaking of compassion, if guys think about themselves as providers, we got to show passion, we got to take care of our family. And one of the big things is that I always tell guys, one way that you can start today, whether you have a family or not, is to save. And I do my best. Sometimes I don't come through, but saving 10% of my earnings every month. Where do guys go wrong? I know this is going to be our last question, but where do guys go wrong when about money and saving?
Well, guys go wrong in the same place that women do. Ultimately, you've got to look at the population and just understand that there's so many people in debt, and there's so many people spending outside of their means. My father taught me, and I'm sure he taught you the same, you never spend more than you make, and you always have some left over because there's going to be a dark day, there's going to be that rainy day where you need some money, or you're not making any money. Guys and girls, we're spending too much money, and we need to make sure that we've got money in the bank because, you don't have to look too far. Look at the headlines. There's economic turmoil and crisis all over the world. There might come a dark day. We need that nest egg.
It's so true. My dad always gave me a good rule. He's like, you should be able to make your mortgage or rent in a week or within a paycheck, and that's what we should be thinking about is that don't spend over your needs. Michael, great information. Where can people find out more about you?
A great place to get me is on Twitter. I'm at @followmdm, and you can also pick up my new book on Amazon. It's a healthy diet guide, and all my other books there as well.
Michael, it's always a pleasure. Thank you so much for joining us. To learn more about the unwritten rules that every man should live by, you can always go to my radio show page at radiomd.com. Until next time, I'm Jake Cardiello, sharing my wellness strategies for helping you get off the scale right here on Radio MD. Stay well.